Many kids, and some adults, dream of making video games for a living. But very few of us know what it takes to create these little worlds. On Saturday, the Kalamazoo Valley Museum will host a gaming and animation festival where anyone can be an animator for a day. Kids and young adults can try their hand at stop-motion animation or comic strips and hear from artists working in games, movies, and TV. Two of those animators will be husband and wife duo Steve and Jessica Hogendyke of the game Lily Looking Through. Lily Looking Through is a point-and-click adventure game where a little girl named Lily is trying to rescue her little brother Ro, who was snatched away by an enchanted scarf. Jessica Hogendyke took me through level two of the game.
And so at the beginning, you'll see him flying through the screen. And Lily comes running up, but she is blocked by a bridge that is up. So, first, what I'm going to do is we learned in the first level that you can take these cattails and burn them. So, I'm going to take the cattail and I'm going to tease this plant, and it doesn't like the smoke. So, it's going to curl up for me and lower the bridge. Most of the puzzles are navigational puzzles. You need to get where you need to go. So we saw that Ro went down this tunnel here, and that's where we're trying to go.
Before they created Geeta Games, Hogendyke and her husband were movie animators in Los Angeles. They worked on films like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Barnyard, Bolt, and even the Harry Potter franchise. Jessica Hogendyke says they moved back to Kalamazoo to spend more time with their two daughters, Hannah and Holly. In fact, when they started the game in 2010, 2-year-old Holly was the inspiration for Lily's character.
And at that point, she would wear a different kind of hat almost all the time. And so this week, she was wearing swimming goggles, and I snapped a picture of her with these swimming goggles on top of her head. And he thought, oh, you know, what a great character right there.
Lily uses her magic goggles to flip between the past and the present. Hogendyke says the game is probably best for kids 8 to 10, but it's marketed to all ages. And if you play level 2, you'll see why. She says some of these puzzles are hard.
A lot of people get stuck on the bubble puzzle, and you have to figure out the mechanics of the levers, and then you can solve it.
Hogendyke says 80% to 90% of games are never finished. Animators either run out of money or take on more work than they can handle. Hogendyke says if she and Steve hadn't hired help, Lily Looking Through would have died too. Even with a 7-person team, the game still took about 3 years to make. Hogendyke says that's why the process is so important. Every single level is sketched out on paper first.
And at that time, it's really easy to say, oh, this is going to be too hard, let's take it out. And it's easy to make changes to things because you aren't just starting to create on your computer and then saying, oh, we've worked on this for months, you know, now we have to change it. So everything starts with a pencil.
Hogendyke says when she was in high school, she wanted to become an actress. And in a way, video game animation is kind of like that.
When I'm animating, it's like puppetry. You get to express emotion through movement, through another character.
Jessica and Steve Hogendyke of Geeta Games will give a presentation during the Gaming and Animation Festival Saturday at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. Lead creative artist for The Simpsons, Eric Tran, will also be there.